To the editor. It is with great concern I write to the good people of North Bay. I am embarrassed at the fraudulent state of our government on all levels. On a municipal level, a time theft allegation was investigated against a civil servant. On a provincial level, we have our healthcare being pulled out from under us, as our cost of living is increasing. Ontario, on a legislative level, is becoming more corrupt and fraudulent with the conflict of interests of Doug Ford. We have an all-female caucus forming, which ignores Canada's laws for equality and discrimination. This all-women group discriminates against men. We aren't moving forward as a society, we are merely promoting the most corrupt and best liars as our leaders. On the federal level, we have a prime minister who contradicts himself in a very embarrassing way for Canadians. The prime minister wastes taxpayers' dollars with private vacations while gaslighting and mocking his people. The prime minister and his government contravened our Charter of Rights and Freedom several times during COVID-19, without consequence. Freezing bank accounts and seizing money is more akin to an organized crime than a government whose sole purpose is to serve its citizens. The CBC was not held accountable for reporting fake news during the COVID-19 pandemic, by saying that the majority of the trucker donations came from the United States. Ironically, many of our federal politicians are being investigated for taking Chinese money for their campaigns. As we pay more for housing, energy, food, and water, our salaries are not increasing to match this kind of inflation. Ironically, unless you work in the government and can vote yourself a raise, you're basically out of luck. The conflict of interests and the squandering of public funding make Canada not the best country in the world. We seem to mimic our southern counterparts when it comes to human rights. More and more Canadians are being displaced by immigrant labor forces, instead of wages and salaries increasing. It seems that educated, strong-minded Canadians are being slowly replaced. This is a huge issue and fundamentally goes against what Canada stands for. Canada has a housing shortage because of bad legislation, and replacing the workforce with immigrants who will work for half the salary is just wrong. Where are we getting the houses for these people? What do we do to move forward and exit this very corrupt time in Canadian history? Respectfully, Logan Solitar, a concerned Canadian citizen, North Bay.